boss in Hollywood on the FDR report. So it's been the last hour for the last time. Let me give it all I got. We're going to turn it over to the man himself for the last time ever from FDR report, Boss Man Show, to read your stupid but funny and entertaining listener email. It's the man himself, the original four horseman, and I'm going to say it one last time, been with me since day one, my main man, my road dog, Hollywood Alex.
Oh, brother, and let me tell you, I got to testify, my brother, these emails are off the chain. They're off the chain. And I've been reading over some of them, and the reason I'm saying that they're so off the chain on today is because a lot of them are legible.
Yes.
Now, why the FUIs are breaking the rules on the last show, I don't know. But I'm happy that you did, because it's going to save me a headache. And that's for sure. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump into your FUI emails right now. And brother, the first email goes a little something like this. Boswell and Howard Ellick. Looks like I spoke too soon. This fool said left me getting right to it. My eighth baby daddy wants to fight my ninth baby daddy.
Wow.
My thoughts exactly. My eighth baby daddy wants to fight my ninth baby daddy. You, it's the gift season, and the ninth baby daddy and I announced that me and him have another baby child in the new year. Unbelievable.
Look how she smelled noodle.
In condition to the fact that my ninth baby daddy put eight baby daddy gift for Howard some outside, which was a bike and scooter from Walmart. Y'all can see how they spell this crap. Eighth baby daddy child told him ninth baby daddy put his gift outside and caused uprising. Help me, lost and confused, Laterica in Tampa now. And she's saying, help me? No, why don't you help me? Help me to understand what the hell you're talking about. That fool said, my eighth baby daddy. Like a, she is saying that as if those are their nicknames. Yeah, that's Ace Baby Daddy right there. He Ace. That's unreal. Unreal. Okay. Here we go. Listener email. Okay. Hold on. Jar Ab. Oh, Lord. Jar Ab and Earl. That's just bad.
Terrible,
yes. Jar Abbott Earl, main look here. My baby mama pregnant by my other baby mama, baby daddy.
Huh?
Let me read that again. Let me start off with the main look here. My baby mama pregnant by my other baby mama's baby daddy. And pissed, I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta keep part two of my confession.
Oh, love it.
It's freaking ridiculous. You know, I feels messed with my baby mamas on the weekends. I alternator with them picking up my son a piece with them from time to time. I'm beyond the wall over the fact my main baby mama is messing with this joker. How did they even come to be? What kind of mess is this? You tell me. Already done with his barber shop where he worked in Molly Wapton. Next is my approach to her. What do I do? I can't imagine her caring and having this Wayne head baby. B Flow in Hampton, Florida.
No.
What's up with the multiple baby mama, baby daddy type?
Yeah, it's like a lot going on today. Hey, what's going on today already?
I'm trying to figure out what part of the game is that.
Yeah, Molly Whopper at the barbershop. Okay.
Your email is stupid. Okay, here we go. Boss in Hollywood. Yeah, you heard me right. There's no punchline to that.
Man.
Boss in Hollywood. Yeah. I let myself get sucked in last time on my college sweetheart, and she undercut me as usual. I'm a trucker, and I had a run to drop a load in Birmingham. And since I was there, emailed my college sweetheart out of common courtesy. She invited me to the spot, and we spent some time, and I felt the spark again. Purposely scheduled a run there to see her again, and we spent the day together, watched TV, and made love before her daughter came home from school, and I failed. I had planned to see her again 2 weeks later, and the Sunday prior, she tells me she would rather be by herself, and she's not too high on men, and she's just happier alone. I was upset. I canceled the run I had planned just so I could see her. I was dejected. I really wanted to be with her, flaws and all. What? But that gut punch got me. I was always waiting on the shoe to drop, and it did in a major way. Disappointed and disheveled. Christopher in Savannah. Well, you want to know what, Christopher? Cheer up, sucker, because that's life.
Exactly, Christopher.
You know, you win some and you lose some. Sometimes the chick that y'all got together and had some type of whirlwind, you know what I'm saying? She let you get draws, and now you want to take it to the next level. But she's just not ready for that. So what do? You're going to cry about it, or you're going to keep moving? Okay.
At least you didn't make very many mistakes. Thank God for that.
Thank God, yeah. Because they both would have been screwed. Especially him. Okay, Raymond in Hollywood. They got your name wrong, brother. I am in the adult film industry.
Oh, brave boy. Hey, boy, you missed three of them, bro.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, the NAACP, that stupid one. Out of Christopher, or let me say it to you again.
Hold on. Wait a minute, I don't see it.
I'll say it to you again. This is all good.
Okay. I'm in the adult film industry, and over the years, you all taken shots at one of my mentors in the business, but I digress. Please give me respect as I ask this question. What are your true thoughts on us in the adult film industry speaking at colleges and universities? 10 universities have banned us speaking there going into next year. We pose no threat to society or a student psyche. This is a travesty. Longstroke Richard. Well, let me tell you something. The only travesty that I see here is your name. That name is a travesty. Okay. I wouldn't have any problem with them teaching a course on the adult film industry, because the thing is it's still the film industry, right? So it's still part, I guess you could say in quotation marks, that it's still part of the art, because the film industry is the art. No matter how dirty, dingy, no matter how ghetto or trailer park these porno movies are, you understand, jacked up costumes, dirty blue and booger green, dirty feet and all, it's still the film industry. So I probably wouldn't be against. Of course, I don't know what kind of curriculum they would teach, like no gagging 101. But, you know,
insertion 202.
Money shot.
DP 303.
Right. Like, is, I mean, is that the curriculum? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Okay. Here we go. Boss in Hollywood. I'm perplexed by this situation, my brothers. I've been out with this woman 5 times. And on 2 occasions, one of the day and one of the night, she topped me off into my tinted window vehicle and partook in the warm refreshment from the night.
That was good.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay. I set up a 6th outing at a spot that had limited space for parking, and one car was needed. I offered to pick her up, and she stated that she was more comfortable Ubering there because she had been stalked twice in the past. And she has a rule about people knowing where she live at. Okay? Forgive for feeling all the way put off, but check this logic. Excuse me. She's more comfortable with a complete stranger, Uber driver, picking her up and knowing where she lives in it. And then a man actively dating her, trying to be her man, whose warm, creamy drink she tasted twice. Forgive me for feeling like what the... No, forgive me for feeling like what the... Okay? After the outing and a trip to a restaurant, she's sitting in my car, we hugging, kissing, squeezing, and touching outside of my car. As the Uber pulls up, and the Negro looking at me like I'm some a-hole, pretty much, saying with his look that you all can do all of that, but you can't take her home. You see what I'm talking about? This is Larry in New Orleans.
I do, Larry. I agree with Larry. I do agree with you.
I do, too.
Like
what?
Hell.
Let's keep it real. That happens all the time. You know what I'm saying? She's what I call a second base player. She's not gonna let you make it home. As a matter of fact, you ain't even gonna make it to third. You know what I'm saying? You might get a high five good night. Unbelievable.
He right though, Hollywood. You're more comfortable with a complete stranger knowing you live it than a dude who's swallowing his warm drink. That is kind of oxymoronic and crazy and don't add up.
Well, not to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my question is that all he got? Like, if he just got topped off and she's not trying to, you know, I mean, if you did that, you might as well bring it home.
Yeah. I mean, you swallowing this man's fluids, you mean, and he taking you out on a sixth outing, you must be good enough to go out with the man, and you'd rather have a stranger, no, than a man. That would F me up too, Hollywood. It would F me up too, brother.
Yeah. Because how do you explain, I can't bring you home, but this random can.
Crazy.
Never mind me. Okay, all right. Bach and Andre the Right Magic.
Wow.
What does that mean? I don't even know what the hell that means.
Exactly.
Anyway, okay, look. I have to make it the last time I go to this Black Wing spot because they was bitching about printing paper from the options on that online order, and top of that, wanting a $1 extra for cheese after I left them a $2.80 tip. That's why some of our businesses, the lack of forward thinking and customer service. Even if you wanted the extra $1 for cheese, look at it as you getting $1.80 extra, then you were rather than alienating a potential customer. Negroes, Rita, Rico, and Nashville.
Makes sense to me.
I don't even believe we read that email.
Yeah, he said he had a concern and he hit the voice to us, I guess. One last time, I guess.
That was just way left. I mean, I can dig it.
Bruh, but what is FBI going to do once we're gone? Who are they going to email then? Once we're gone?
Brother, let me tell you. I don't know because, if this is the type of stuff that pops up in their head, like when they hear the show is coming, then I'm almost afraid to think about what they actually ponder all day.
Exactly, like for real.
That's what's scary to me. I mean, maybe I'm the one that's wrong, but you know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do these fools be thinking about all day? If that's what y'all are coming up with.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody got to rush y'all to send no email. And you know what I'm saying? Boss man just tells you what's going on. Says, you know, we're about to do the show. Send the emails. Blah, and Skippy. Y'all start sending emails out the blue. And they come out like, what? Like some of the emails that I've just read. You know what I'm saying? And like as soon as you tell them to send it, they start sending. You know, so I believe that they're coming up with that. They're coming up with these emails pretty fast based on whatever type of experience they're trying to relate to it. But my thing is, you know, if that's the case, you know, what do y'all be thinking about for the rest of the day? Like, y'all be honest. You know, you would think that they would, you know, but all the crazy mess that I don't know. I'm almost afraid to think about what these fools think about all day.
Correct. Because just when you get it, notice the show's coming, you send everything, all this crap in. But wow, what do you do? We don't have a show. What do you do?
Bruh.
How do you cope about the show?
Man, they need to call Dr. Phil with some of this mess. I'm telling you. See what I'm saying? Like this, look. Flip set and engage Sherm. Like, what is that, man? Dude, what? Anyway, I'm done with my father and my baby mama. Here we go. Now, this is like the fourth baby mama story.
Golly.
I'm trying to figure out. What's going on?
Exactly.
Like this time, like, we just got a whole bunch of happenings with the baby mama. But anyway, I'm gonna read it. I'm done with my father and my baby mama. Long story short, thanks. My father fell in the shower and tore his ACL this summer, and I had my baby mama help with him as he recovered while I was at work. Lo and behold, these trifling MFs was messing around behind my back, and now on Christmas they want to reveal to me that she's pregnant with his baby. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Oh, God, yeah, that's pretty freaking sick. And she's sorry, and he's sorry, this Negro is 77. I don't want to even deal with her or my two sons I have with her. I'm so pissed. This is messed up. Rashad from Georgia Power.
He got a good job, though, working at Georgia Power. He got a good job when he worked it.
Yeah. But, that I mean, look, whatever shenanigans that the baby mama pulled, that shouldn't deter you from spending time with your own kids.
Yeah.
I dig it. But still, you know, that's what, you know, the children are what you have. She can do whatever. And from the looks of it, she's been doing that. But, you know, you got to deal with the kids, man. Kids yearn. So, I mean,
damn.
Other than that.
Does that mean that granddad, the brothers, so brother and granddad, I don't know what that even goes out to be.
Right.
Like, okay, the two sons, okay, yes, he's granddad to us, but he's your daddy, but you my brother. Boy,
that's Uncle Grandpa.
That's some Maury type of stuff right there.
Yeah, man. I saw that on Monday. That's ridiculous.
Sylvia Brown, the psychic.
Okay. Brother Bossman Muhammad and Brother Hollyweed Muhammad. It's ridiculous. Gal, I'm supposed to be talking to bought my homeboy some Versace drawers and gift basket for giftmas. Then she be wearing extra tight stuff everywhere we go to show her big butt, even at church. I start to feel like Carl Thomas. I wish I never met her. Even though I love her so, and I thought she had left me. Friends, how many of us have friends, ones we can depend on friends? Brother Javon Abdul X in Louisville. What an idiot.
Jump in the Ohio River.
Mad ever read. I'm glad you won't be sending another one.
Bruh, I feel like this, though. Your girl should be buying your homeboy any kind of draws for Christmas. I agree with that.
Oh my God. Dude, listen, check this out. Hello, email. How are you, email? Good to email you, email. Email, I am sad and you are ending. I am an email writing an email to achieve and obtain confirmation of your life balance concurrence. What? I am an email just like you email. I am solid on a 43 woman that has just dropped two wins out of her box. The five other email springs are away from her. I'm confused, email, about the situation. Help me, email. Do me and the 43 woman have a future, email. Good to email you, email. Thanks. Jordan, Alabama.
Oh, God.
He's got to be retarded or something.
Oh, God. Really, Troy? He's a dingbat for real.
Oh, dude. In a major way.
Really, Jordan? But two wins out of her box. Two wins. And other email springs. You mean all springs, my man?
Uh-huh.
Like, what?
I'm looking like, what the hell did I just read? Okay. Reach, Richard, and Alex. And Alex battle. What?
Are we this French broad, now? Are we French?
That fool said reach Ratchet. This broad I met at the R&B spot. Mad I tried to holler at her because she married. How would I know she's married? Since she all up in here on R&B Tuesdays with no ring and dancing all on the dance floor. Where am I wrong? You're not wrong at all. I mean, you're wrong for telling us something about Greyhound. But anyway, I guess you have time. You're not wrong at all. I mean, just like you said, how would you know? And the question, and the answer is you wouldn't. So is that going to stop you from talking to her? I guess it didn't. But anyway, Sauce in Hollywood. Unbelievable. I'm cooling on this chick I was kind of into. It was kind of nasty. I asked her for a glass of water since she ran up bottles of it. This heifer goes get me some water from the bathroom sink, citing that the water in kitchen and bathroom comes from the same place. What? That pissed me off so bad I left and I ain't talked to her since. She been texting and calling like crazy. I ain't got nothing to say to her after that mess.
Oh my God. He can't spell his own job.
He's an idiot. But I kind of feel him.
I agree with him, but he can't spell his own job. That's why I know his first and foremost.
Right. That means all your, I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of email you send, all your credibility is shot.
Nissan, like with a K-N-E-E-S-A-N, Nissan, my man. But I do agree with him, though. Like, no, don't give me no water from the bathroom sink. Yup, all the particles in the air flying around from the toilet. No.
Right. And have you seen what happens to a lot of this tap water, like when you just put it in the glass and leave it out?
It turns brown.
It's like it turns into sediment. You get to see all kind of vitamins and minerals and shit you don't want up in there.
It's like apple sauce almost.
Right. Oh, cloudy. Man, don't nobody want that, man. She needs to be ashamed.
I would cut off too. I agree with you, Daniel. You dummy.
Yeah, I'm with him. I'm definitely with him. Okay. Diaz, Fogg, and Yates, you say?
Jesus.
Okay. This Fiha male, here we go, that I was cool and fiends with. Yeah, you sound like a fiend. Beefly, fiends with Beefly almost sabotaged me with another Fiha male. I helped her when she was down, kind of pulled away. Then, her thirsty ass gonna keep fake texting me trying to get some assistance. Excuse me, but ain't heard from her otherwise. Excuse me. I tell her I'm with another female and to start texting me because other females do not like that. The fool put donuts. And her ass text me anymore after that. I like WDF. This is crazy. I write her range.
They keep it wrong. Montel. We couldn't spell it. They keep it
Montel.
Wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, UPS. Talking like this
UPS. Yep.
He gotta be the loader or unloader probably. He probably the bottom of the bottom.
He probably cleans the bathroom. Freaking leave. Okay. Oh boy, these emails they never cease to amaze. Check this out. Law and Associates. Yeah, right. Can you take my case? I need help. My baby mama allowed our baby to chew on her sex toy to shut him up. He's chewing on that toy that's been in her box. Ew. I saw on the secret cameras I have in her house. Can I come in for a consultation? Preston at Dick's Sporting Goods.
A lot of people going wrong here, brother.
And number two, who the hell are you looking for?
Law and Associates, Lord. How did you find us, sir? Can you take my case?
And what, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what the hell we can do for you, because, I mean, there ain't nothing we can do about that.
He does need help more in one way than one.
Yes.
How about call your local psychiatrist, maybe? Set up a consultation there
that's
first.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. How does info at BossManShow.com turn into a law office?
Dude.
That's all.
And this is a short, this is like a short email, but it had a lot of stupid impact. Yeah. Feels like we had to talk about it.
Yeah. First of all, he got secret cameras in her house. Orchard on her sex toy, which is crazy. And why are you giving him sex toys? Just shut him up. I don't understand that either.
Ew.
A lot of going on in these 1-7 lines.
Dude, that's just flat out nasty. And this dude's name is Preston at Dick's Sporting Goods.
It's probably an associate problem going on.
Oh, bruh. Definitely not a manager. Boston, Hollywood. Some foul mess went down over the holiday. My idiot, no good baby mama. What the hell is going on?
Another one, Lord.
Lied and said she was sick and left me with our kids when it was her holiday to have them. Her stupid ass stuck off to Puerto Rico with some Jody while lying to me saying she was sick. I did find my iPad on my son's iPad. She took and the photo she was taking with Jody uploaded to iCloud. Dumb trick. I gotta ask. She just don't know. So I'm sure she don't.
He big man, ain't he?
Oh, what? That's because he mad because Jody was standing up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Standing all high and dry, you girl.
See, he ain't telling the real truth here right here. How his ass really mad. That's surface level mad.
Right. Now he's writing us with his malarkey.
And once again, there was no show who he reached out to.
Right.
Scary.
Freaking unbelievable, if you ask me. Donald and Eddie, just let the FUIs know to be careful of hollering at chicks with masks on because it may not be a chick or they could be ugly facially. Okay. I hollered at this chick with a big booty that had on a mask. When I meant for a date calendar thing, her was trash and ugly as hell. Damn, it was bad. Hassan in Dallas.
The old stomping grounds, bro. Dallas.
I don't know. My first thought was, do we need an interpreter so we can figure out what the fool is saying?
Exactly.
This just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
And what's a date calendar thing? My man, that's a date, brother. Not a date
calendar.
Not a date calendar thing. What's wrong with you, man? Hassan and Dallas. Get your mind right, brother.
Bruh, that seems like an impossibility right now. Shoot. Boston, Hollywood. You're not going to believe this. I'm sure I won't. This crazy broad broke up with me because of a big pair of women's drawers that was found in my laundry basket from the laundromat. I don't know where them drawers come from, man. I just come here to wash my clothes and throw them in the basket. This is ludicrous. Marcus in Indiana.
I agree, Marcus. It is ludicrous.
Shit, said, this crazy bro broke up with me because of a big pair of women's drawers. I mean, when she came at you with this information, the first thing I would say was, where the drawers at? I mean, don't tell me that you threw them away.
Exactly.
I do want to keep it for safekeeping. You know what I'm saying? Just in case I take you to task and question the shit out of you.
Like, that's crazy right there. Like, crazy. How about maybe the dryer, the lady left from the dryer, maybe. He just threw his clothes in the dryer and it was an honest mistake.
Right. Could have been.
FUI, he does sound sincere.
For the most part.
But he's an FUI, so we don't never know, but he does sound sincere for an FUI.
That's true. The FUIs, they can't possibly be sincere with the crap that they be sending us.
And I must say, Hollywood, no mistakes I don't see.
Bruh. None. It was actually a good email.
It was to the point, not too long, not into the point.
Yeah, I got it.
Beginning, middle, and end. It made sense.
Yeah. Unfortunately for us, it's going to go back to normal. Boston, Hollywood. I've been dating this female 6 months, and we just recently moved together. I don't know. So I thought things were going well. Obviously not. This heifer spent $5,000 on bail for her ex, and then took him to Chipotle in my car after she got him out of lockup. So many violations. I'm beyond pissed. So many questions, like, why was she the call he made? Are they still messing around? Do she still love him? And for her to sneak behind my back screams major shenanigans. Walk me through how to proceed.
No mistakes, you feel on that one. No mistakes, brother.
Oh, dude. You jet. I mean, what are you still there for? She's showing you everything she wants to show you. You know what I'm saying? Her ex, $5,000 on bail. She loves this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that was part of your money, if not the whole thing. So you just bailed her ex out of jail. Dude, let me tell you. It doesn't get any worse than that. Walk me through how to proceed. Man,
leave, Negro. Leave.
That's what you do. You don't proceed. You proceed. Yeah, you proceed. Clean out the door. That's what you do. Simple as that. Oh, well, would you looky here? Listener email. Radio industry critique summary. Show FUI report with Boston Hollywood. Show grade is F. Yay!
Mm-hmm.
We are excited this horrible, hateful show is coming to a close, haters. About time, after years of battling with us, of course, and refusing our top-of-the-line suggestions to assist this struggling show. The reasons for this grade above is as follows.
Oh, God, this is going to be itching funny.
You already know. Show title that offends the listener. Okay. Show title that attacks the listener. Okay. That attacks the listener. Show host that refuses guidance. We
damn
do
right.
What we want to do. Refusal to upgrade the content. Refusal to stop attacking listeners. Refusal to create more content. Insistence on using dangerous language.
That shit again.
Insistence on using hazardous language that could incite a racial uprising. Refusal to stop mocking others' career choices, or to Wesley. Refusal to show respect to others and their decisions. Refusal to accept help from the industry and refusal to stop mocking the industry. Refusal to update technology to current industry standards and refusal to promote a horrible show. Thanks a lot. This concludes your radio industry critique summary. Enjoy your retirement. we're happy you're going away in your retirement. Think about how much we in the industry tried to help you. No, I won't.
These assholes never can let it. These assholes are so butthurt that we never get their advice. And still, we still beat you, the assholes.
Bruh. Majorly.
You're talking about,
like, bruh. That was funny right there.
Bruh, they sit on this bull crap. Dangerous language. They sit on that shit.
It's almost, man, the list is long. Like, for real. And it's just, it's ridiculousness. The refusal to stop mocking the industry? Well, my, when have we ever done that? That is just crazy.
Is it our fault that some porn star wants to be a rapper and he can't rap?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Is that our fault?
And then there's this crap about the dangerous language, like, I don't know who my sentences have killed as of right, you know, as of now, but I'm trying to figure out what dangerous language is.
It has a language that can incite a racial uprising. So discussing FUI is going to cause a racial uprising?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
But unbelievable. It's so bad that we got 1.4 million FUIs listening to the show right now. It's that bad, though.
That's pretty bad. That's an understatement. NAACP email show. Okay. Dear you, I am at a chalk for words after I sent a video of my 2-year-old son playing with the balls of my baby mama doll.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Dumbass baby mama had purchased video on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Then someone sent it to me. She tried to make my son funny. Why the hell she think it's funny to have some son, playing with dog balls, man balls, and other stuff? I ain't having no funny son. What I need to do? Please read my Ezekiel email on Feeway Show. What?
We asked the FUI, but you couldn't spell it. Oh my God.
That fool said Feeweeye. It's going to top it off. His name is Don Tracy.
Hey, it's Reedpoint. Up the road from you.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
Don Tracy, that name alone.
It's like a homemade name, like somebody had a recipe and then just it blew up and that was a wrap. Unbelievable. Okay. Boston Hollywood, thanks for everything. The memories and the laughs. Quick question. At what point after dating a young lady would there be direction on where things are going? Me and this young lady been out, I'd say 6 or 7 times, and she's still on some we get to know each other stuff. I don't disagree with that, but can we have firm direction? We going somewhere? Hey, she's yet to pay for a date or even offer a tip for any spot we've been. When I want to see or do something, she does make time. But I'm interested in keeping on spending to ultimately end up in the friend zone. Thoughts, gentlemen. Vincent in Chicago.
I think he means he's not interested. I think he left out a word. I'm not interested. I'm going to assume that for him.
Right.
But it's a damn good email that has a lot of points of discussion. What are your thoughts, Hollywood?
Bruh. Well, first of all, he says that, I mean, well, if you're just dating, you may have dated 6 or 7 times, but I guarantee you there's a whole bunch of shit you don't know about her. You know what I'm saying? So He's saying, at what point after dating young ladies should there be direction? I think there should be some direction immediately. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're past the age where you're just having fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get to our age, like, you feel like you ain't got time to wait. So we want to know that it's going somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to feel like you're doing, like, you don't want to feel like you're wasting the time that you have. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I'm looking at his email. I think I'll just ask him, brother. So open your mouth, Vincent. Hey, look, we've been out 6-7 times. You know, get to know each other's face, but are we heading towards moving to something more serious? Or am I being up in the friend zone? I would just ask a question now and stop the bullshit. I would stop.
Yeah.
I would just find out now, not keep going down this path to keep spending money on getting up in the friend zone. So I would say just have that talk with her. We moving in the right direction to be something serious. But it's over to be some friend zone thing.
Right. Because if that's all the vibe that she's gonna be giving me, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like I said, like, I don't wanna, nobody wants to waste their time. You know, so.
And I would also concern Hollywood too with this. You've been out 6-7 times, she ain't even offered a tip even. That would concern me too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that if you all have dated 6 or 7 times, then that means you all have been seeing each other over you all have had some time. You know what I'm saying?
So,
crazy.
I think it's time for you to have a talk with her, Vincent, in Chicago, and just get a resolution soon, brother. No more spending money. No more. Shut that shit down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please. Twice. All right.
Last email ever, people. This is the last one ever.
Jason Tom and Chris Famitude? What? I don't even know what to say about that. My bestie is on some crazy mess. She just turned 41. She just had twins that's 5 months by IVF, and she up on a cruise and got pregnant by the island men. Now she back over here. So she got jacked up by the island men, huh? Now she's back over here mad because Negroes ain't biting trying to date. I told her to have this island man baby refocus, resurface, and reset, then trying to date a Negro. Right now, she got too much going on. No Negro trying to date pregnant woman with two pacifiers on the ground unless they dark green duck. You think about that. Shantika and Freddy Steakburgers.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Somebody got the grilling of a lifetime. In peace of Freddy Steakburgers, man. That's one of my favorite little one-stop little burger shops with really good food. But this email, I got to tell you. I don't know what the hell to tell you.
That's hilarious. That's the last one ever, but it was true FUI form, though.
Oh, yeah.
It just depicts everything we ever said over the years.
Surprisingly.
I mean, it gave us everything we ever said over these on these airways. This whole segment just gave, it just proved everything we said to be true.
Brother, it doesn't matter if there's a show or not. It doesn't matter what's going on. FUIs are here to stay. And I don't think that we knew the magnitude of what it was going to be when we first threw that name on the table. You know what I'm saying?
No clue.
But on the upside, it's given us something to report about, you know, over all these years. And I wish, like, we have it, because I got it on my phone, but there's such a, there's a plethora of situations and shenanigans in these emails. Like, it's almost like I would be hard-pressed to call it a wealth of shenanigans, you know what I'm saying, that we brought to the forefront, like, forever, you know what I'm saying? So,
yes, and
these are no different.
And remember when we had that discussion offline about we read emails on the air back in 13?
Yes.
And I said to you, I think it could be a good idea to read emails on the air. I know they sound stupid and crazy, but it's probably a good idea to read them on the air. They'll like you. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Do they like
you? Bruh, it's on another level. They were like... It's just crazy how we kind of came up with this crazy concept. And it's like, despite the haterade from, you know, all these hating players, player haters, you know, especially our tag team cousins.
And Mr. Twist,
you ain't gonna never hear nothing like that again, I promise you.
Man, look, this is the last show. Let's clown them one good time for real. Let's do this one. Last show, let's do this one more time.
Dude.
Crazy.
That is crazy. Yes, indeed, brother.
That garbage. That's a career choice. It's my bad one. I'm sorry. That's a career choice. And we're going to play with the business because we last show, I don't care.
You know what's funny? You know what's kind of funny about it? I remember when we reported on that for the first time.
In 14 in August. 2 hours on Sunday.
Yes, indeed. I was so flabbergasted because I could not believe what I was saying. Like, when you told me about it, I thought you was bullshit.
This guy
has
a song out.
Dude, I was like, dude, what is this that I'm watching? He was like, dude. That's my man Pipes. I was like, dude, you have got to be shitting me.
And he never let it go to the final four in August 14th. It was that bad, though.
It was horrible. I was just like, dude, these dudes is wearing shiny suits. It was straight out of a P. Diddy nightmare, I'm telling you.
Or MP The Last Dawn video.
Oh, my God.
And then he went on tour in 15. Then J.R. Swiss joined him on tour.
That fool went on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And them clubs must have had about 5 people in them.
Remember I told y'all there was a happy hour in Atlanta and they was playing Tag Team Cousins? And I left immediately?
I remember you told me that.
I was like, what?
I'm just speechless. Like, we have people, and I can almost guarantee people still listening to it.
They do, yes.
Y'all really gave this fool a platform.
Because remember, what did he say he was? The standard of all rap.
I don't know what standard he's talking about.
I don't either, man, but just that statement alone almost took my breath away. Like, it felt like my lung was going to collapse.
I remember that day, you was like, the standard? Of what?
For real. Like, that still stands today, like... And Swish, man, like... You need to quit. You know what? That dude needs to quit while he's behind.
Yes. Man. Hey, It was a while that we could just do a show on them alone.
Oh, bro.
Like, they
we've done shows that actually revolved around just them two.
Correct. And you know how for a while there, every quarter somehow Switch made it in.
Bruh.
Every quarter.
Every quarter, yeah.
He somehow did something, and then since Switch retired, Tristan Thompson took over his mantle.
I told you, man, it just gets worse. Unbelievable.
But I will say, Hollywood, I'll say this in forever. My favorite day was the Wesley Pipes day.
Bruh, yes. That was one of the funniest shows ever because it had like a shock element. You know what I'm saying? Like where some guy in a gorilla costume jumps out of the closet, you're like, oh, what the hell is this? Like there was plenty of those moments for me when that show happened.
And we played every verse of these songs.
We've dissected the songs.
Yes.
And still to this day, I'm trying to figure out where we found the time. But hey.
Yeah, I remember that day on BTR very, very well.
Dude, oh my God.
And I think that show really put us on the map. It got us the ire of the industry because Pipes complained like crazy about that show.
Of course he did.
How dare we mock him like that?
Man, what? We dared plenty. That's why we had the show.
Is what took us off.
Yes.
In the early days, folks, we took risks back in the day. Like, we took risks and we found the perfect format. We workshopped this thing.
Yes, we did.
And that little incident right there, but that show jumped us off, led us to the format we have today.
Bruh. And make no mistake about it, this show is legendary, especially amongst our circles.
Yes.
I mean, we did it. We kicked it off. We stayed bringing FUI material for, well over the 10-year mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, brothers, this is the end of an era, man.
First FUI show branding came in 2012.
Yes.
The originals are all on the Boss Man show, but the FUI show branched out in 2012, so it's over a decade, like the Hollywood scene. Over 11 years of slapping FUIs.
Bruh. And make no mistake about it, man. Nobody does it better.
So when you hear all these reports are doing reports and shows doing crazy news, ask yourself who started doing it first.
Right.
Ask yourself, this show has changed radio for years and podcasts for years because we started off doing these kind of stories long before it became popular.
Yes. Absolutely. And he's telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Make no mistake about it. We had an original format and we executed it.
Now it's been mimicked, duplicated, and remixed, but understand, you're with the originals. Now, we're the original of this. Understand that, people.
That's words. Like, people have no idea. Like, when we were doing those shows back in the game, like, we would be on and chit-chatting for like 3 hours.
Correct.
3-4 hours. Like we was doing the wrestling segments, man. Like that was some fresh stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I would literally sit down and watch the program, read the newspapers and try to gather up all the information I could to keep people up to date with what was going on in wrestling, which really isn't wrestling anymore. It's just sports entertainment.
Great.
But man, dude, like, those shows are straight gold.
They were so organic. They were so organic and still not playing.
Yes, absolutely.
Because do we have material? Yes. The emails, yes, but we don't plan out how we're going to react, what we're going to say.
Right. Right. This is not one of them scripted shows. We read what we read, and then the reaction that comes afterward is totally natural.
Yes, that's how we do the show. It's not like he has a script, I have a script. It's like we see the same story, we hear it read off, and then we react to it as we hear it read off.
Absolutely.
Same with the emails.
Yep. We've been doing it, bro, and it was the best.
So I can walk away today knowing that we changed the radio game, did it our way, and it's proved by the industry email. We did it our way.
That's it, bro.
Their email confirmed what we're saying now. We did it our way.
Yep. And against all odds, gets his app. Industry talking about they're going to pull the plug. Man, you can't pull the plug on us, bro.
Threatening me personally. Like, for real?
Dude.
Well, even demanding I get rid of you.
Huh?
Even demanding I get rid of you.
Right.
Like, it happened.
Unbelievable.
So, understand, folks. Give you this show we've given you over these last years, man. Look, a lot of stuff behind the scenes you're learning right now, we didn't tell you about. There was hell off the air to keep this show on there.
Oh, my God.
And this was grown grassroots as well.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing. I mean, the entire effort. That's what made it special. You know what I'm saying? The entire effort was a grassroots effort. The whole thing. You know what I'm saying? We just came up with the ideas as we went along. You know? I'm just grateful that I had the opportunity.
No doubt. And I feel like, and I told you this before off the air, I'll say it again. This show helped boost my career too. It got me the exposure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It wasn't no other show. This show got me the exposure I needed to grow in the media.
Right.
Because, believe it or not, the FUI show is still the highest rated show I ever do. Just being 100% honest, this is the highest rated show we ever on this that I do.
That's crazy, man.
It garners the most attention, likes, hits. This show. Not the sports shows. This one.
Yep. That's why it was the banger. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I think of all the laughs that we had, man, the stories are endless. Stories are endless. You can't even, like, you know what I'm saying? They got a lot of shows that kind of have this format. But I think the way... the number of emails that we would read out, and then the way that we would say them according to what they wrote,
yes,
was just flat out different. Or having a Q&A time, you know, after, you know, it's crazy.
You're like, think about it. What show listeners actually give them a whole hour to send whatever the hell they want to send? Actually read it over there.
Right.
As is, not edited. It's read as is.
Right. We don't edit any of that stuff. However you illiterate buffoon send it, that's how we read it.
Exactly. Trying to decode your horrible spelling as best we can.
Oh my God. And that's a hell of a job.
And then you have to go after the show, get some ibuprofen. After the show. But I'm thankful tonight that you all, the last night, decided to actually try and spell correctly of all the nights.
I mean, we've had more legible, readable email than we've ever had in any period of the show.
Tonight. And the we gotta talk about this. The names. The names. Where did these buffoons come up with these names?
Dude, I'd like to find out myself. Because a lot of them are like over creative. Like this last one. I mean, a lot of them, it's just like they're just saying anything. Like here, email Donald and Eddie. That has no resemblance on our name whatsoever.
None. Yeah, like man. NAACP email show. Like,
how do you come up with that? I was like, what?
Like, I would love to pray if you ask, how did you all come up with our name to greet us?
Like, drunk, probably.
Because these names don't resemble Boston Hollywood ever.
Right.
Like, sauce, I mean, that kind of can go with boss, but I was like, this is the sauce in Hollywood. Come on, man. Like, for real? Like, that's my thing. What made the emails also crazy was the name. And just like, if your name be so jacked, it was like, we don't care what the hell you say after the name you just called us. Yeah, we just put a dumb email, but we don't really care no more about you called us whatever you called us.
You called us everything in the book.
And as we always say, you actually push sin on this garden?
Bruh. Unfreaking believable the crap that they came up with.
You push sin.
I mean, to the very end.
Like, did you proofread? No. Like, you know what threw me? You know what made us laugh when they started telling us where they work at? It used to be their name. Then they would tell us what town they was in and where they worked at.
Right. Johnny at churches.
You're like, what? Why are you telling us that?
Montella UPS, like, wow. It makes it worse, actually. Tell us what you work at makes it worse. Like, for real?
That is unbelievable.
Then on this last few, after COVID, the songs. The new thing was the songs in the evening. Quoting lyrics.
Dude, like, that's on the list for the goofiest trend ever.
Like, it's always, like, 70s, 80s, 90s, R&B. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These guys are between the ages of 50 and 30.
Right.
It's all like 78 is not an R&B.
Right. That's good. I was like, man, what the heck is up with the songs, bro?
But you know what? The song we all got most was Damn Deal. Two Occasions. I don't know why that's so popular, these idiots.
Dude, I have no idea.
The Deal's a simp song, man. Why y'all think it's a simp song?
Crazy.
And then this cat's all about Carl Thomas.
I was like, dude, for real?
Then he went with Friends. How many of your bus have been? Like, the 80s. Again, the 80s, the 70s. Like, what are you doing? Like, come up. Like, at least come up some.
Something.
You going with Carl Thomas talking about I wish never met her. You know, I love her so. I'm like, oh, yeah, you in your school, sir.
Oh, what? Sounded like a house train sucker.
Also, Confessions. Another song they love, Confessions. That, like, really?
Bruh.
Yeah, that does. The song trend was one of the new trends. I'm like, what? So, we're going to send a goofy ass email with a fucked up situation, you and FBY. You gonna top off with a song lyric?
Right. The hell is going on here?
Like, you're gonna make it even worse than it already is for us?
Apparently.
I forgot. I know what they love was Sherelle. Saturday Love. They love that one too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, like, read. Hollywood, before we wrap this thing up, you have any last thoughts you want to leave with the FUIs with, brother, before we close up shop?
Oh, brother. I just like to say thanks for the years and thanks for your ears, because it's been a pleasure.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? I had a blast and everybody else did too. That's pretty much the reason why we started doing the show in the first place.
Yeah. And I want to shout out one person who made this possible. Charlotte Houston. I know you're listening in the live stream. I also tell you thank you for putting me in your groups, letting me be a part of your groups, and letting me meet Hollywood and the rest of history. Without you, Charlotte, none of this would be possible. I'm just telling you, I love you. I appreciate you. I missed our groups we had. The haters shut you down, but you were revolutionary in Facebook too, Charlotte.
You already know. And I totally miss her. And when you talk to her, tell her I said what's up.
I sure will. So Char, thank you so much for this show. FUIs, thank you for the show as well. Great run. But like I said, man, without Hollywood, it wouldn't have been. Hollywood made it take off. I'm a serious brother. I know you weren't a radio guy at first, man. You just a dude, my guy, but the show I want to say about you, bro. We had the right mix to do this the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's all about chemistry, mixing vibes. And we had the right mix and vibe to make this thing work, play off each other, and make it work, and make it laugh, and make it fun for the people. So I want to tell you this again, man. You've helped me more than ever you even know. You've got me to where I am today, and I'm serious about that. About you and who you are, helping me out, man, with being who you are, man. It helped me get away on the day, man. All out to you, and I hope you know that, man. If you ever need me for anything, I got you. Just know that.
I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you so much.
You already know. Thank you. And you know what I'm saying? Thank you for allowing me to be heard.
Yes. Because, man, you are one of a kind. You're one of one, and that's what we need. So, folks, for the last time ever, signing off for you tonight, Boss in Hollywood. I'm going to thank you once again, Hollywood. You're the man. You're the man. And, folks, last time, man, hope you enjoy this shit. We are out.
Out. If you don't know, now you know.
Niggas.
And if you don't know, now you know.